Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Today I want to show you that cheap truths diminish and actually gut the power of the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 11 through 15 say this, "For it's been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, 'I follow Paul,' or 'I follow Apollos,' or 'I follow Cephas,' or even 'I follow Christ.' Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name." So we are seeing cheap truths divide this church in Corinth. And we can look around in our own day to see cheap truths dividing churches. Cheap truths are those things that are true, but not necessarily central to the church. In the case of the Corinthian church, it was true that some people were baptized by Apollos or Cephas, but that was not a truth to divide over like they were doing. And as a result, they were divided in the message they were presenting. It appears that some of the folks in the church were saying that since they were baptized by a certain person, then they were better than others that hadn't been baptized by them. They would say that I've been baptized by Apollos or Peter and that he was their leader, which made them better than others, more spiritual perhaps than someone else who didn't have that particular leader. But did you notice that Christ was in that list as well? As if you could put Christ on the same level of Apollos or Peter or Paul. So they were not only divided in the message they presented to each other and the world, they were also misguided in what they understood, which is usually the cause of division. They had minimized Christ to the level of just another discipler like Apollos or Peter. And when Christ is put on the same level as other humans in your church, you have a serious problem. There will be division. There will also be a deficiency of power in your church. Today when you pray, please pray for Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Safwa LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.